91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is when we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the station. We ask them about what they're working on in school, we talk about their future aspirations, and we even talk a little bit about music. Today in the studio is Jenna Franco. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Bridget.
Hey, Jenna is a senior at the University of Arizona, and she's studying neuroscience and computer science at the same time. What's that like?
It's pretty awesome, actually. I finished all of my neuroscience classes at this point, so I'm really focusing on computer science. But it's really neat to see the contrast and comparisons between biological cognitive processes and then artificial computation.
Different pathways.
Exactly.
Kind of like that. So are you working in the lab?
Yeah, I've actually, this semester I'm working with Dr. Anita Koshy over at the Bio5. And I've been working with her for the last 2.5 years. Her lab is a neurology lab where we study a parasite called Toxoplasma gondii. This parasite has a pretty high prevalence rate and it infects most mammals. The way that a lot of people get infected is through contamination of food or coming across cat fecal matter, which is why if you've ever heard that pregnant women shouldn't change the litter box.
That's exactly where my brain went. Yes, I have heard that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's because they could be at risk of coming infected with this parasite, which actually doesn't really pose many dangers for healthy individuals, but for
little babies in the womb.
Exactly. That could be a big risk.
So when you're studying it, what do? You just kind of look at its behavior?
There's actually multiple research projects going on within the lab. A couple of my colleagues are studying the infection patterns of Toxoplasma, looking at where exactly in the brain it infects. Other people are looking at what it's manipulating inside of the brain, so what sort of immune responses it's activating. The project that I'm working on is actually relating Toxoplasma to Alzheimer's disease.
Jenna, tell me more about the link between Alzheimer's and toxoplasmosis.
Using the parasite is actually a really neat way to study the development of Alzheimer's disease, because previous studies have seen that Alzheimer's mouse models that were infected with Toxoplasma actually had a decrease in development of Alzheimer's disease pathology. So what we're doing is using this infection to investigate what sorts of things in the Alzheimer's pathway this parasite could be changing, and that'll give us some clues to novel drug targets.
You know a lot about this stuff, and you're going to be presenting at a conference, a UBERP conference, on January 21st from 12 to 5. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. I'm really excited. So if you're interested in learning more about my research, please come visit me at my poster.
It's going to be in the E&R building. Number 2.
Yeah, the Environmental and Natural Resources Building. That's on the U of A campus by 6th Street Garage.
Excellent. Hey, Jenna, do you like music?
Yeah, I do.
What kind of music do you like?
I like a lot of different types of music. Classical rock is one of my favorite genres. I like Journey. I also listen to Zydeco music, classical guitar, and pop music as well, so...
Hey, yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to keep your neural pathways open, right?
Exactly.
That's right. Keep your brain flexible. Thanks for coming down to KXCI.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course.